When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
It's time for...
I rise today to recognize a specially crafted food that draws people from across the country to my hometown of New Haven, Connecticut. It is called Abiz.
The news.
It's not no Bob Pizza. New York pizza sucks. Connecticut pizza sucks.
It does.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
The new line on Unlimited Ultimate. Sorry, let me try this one more time.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
On WE.
What do you think they would say if I stood up?
Well, we're going to start with the main story this morning in Boston. A tractor trailer overturned and began spilling fuel on the Mass Pike this morning eastbound before 5 a.m. in Alston, Brighton. It severely backed up traffic as officials closed multiple lanes. There were no life-threatening injuries resulting from the crash, thank God, but a significant amount of fuel spilled out onto the road. Officials have closed the two left lanes eastbound. The cleanup is still underway as we speak. Again, if you're getting on the Mass Pike eastbound in Cambridge, you're good to go. You're avoiding that traffic, but I believe it's backed up for quite a bit.
Yeah, it's, I mean, they're showing live news, and this is the most infuriating component of it, is the traffic heading westbound is backed up.
Yeah.
People just looking at it. It is a disaster. Right now, it looks like they're back. I think they're moving, and it's pretty reclosed, but the don't leave if you don't have to. It literally looks like the end of Deep Impact.
Yeah. Okay, so what do I do? I have a flight at noon. I got to go home,
go
grab my bags.
Go Starro Drive. You got to go Starro.
Call your airline.
always.
Yeah, go Starro.
Go Starro.
Yeah, easy peasy.
Yeah.
I never take Starro
home. Just, so you're going to go, you're get on Cambridge Street instead of going on the Pike, go straight past the Doubletree, turn right on Starro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take that to 93 to the Sumner or the Callahan, bing, boom.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Another issue when it comes to the MBTA, you don't say. Ceiling panel fell yesterday morning at the Harvard Square station, the same station where two incidents of items falling from the ceiling happened back in 2023. We talked about it back then. Luckily, again, no one was hurt and the Red Line service was not impacted. Here's one T-Rider speaking to CBS Boston.
I was here earlier and I saw leaking on the floor, so I suspected something. I saw lighted panels up above, like, and cordoned off area, so I was like, I bet a tile fell again today.
Jeez, be careful.
I don't get it.
I don't get how this keeps happening. It's the Prue Tunnel, the Ted Williams Tunnel, or the Red Line.
But I don't understand why the MBTA...
busy building bike lanes.
But the MBTA...
Did you see Western Ave now? What it has become? They have completed it. Where the Big Daddies and pavement and this, like, that road, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's, they've removed everything. You can't even park. They have these, like, rubber, like, lane dividers everywhere.
Ooh.
I do not understand.
The ones that are tall that stand up?
Yeah, white ones.
So you can't even, like, get your way into it. Like, how does this keep growing?
No, it's nuts. It's crazy. But I don't understand MBTA-wise whether or not you're focusing on the bike lanes. But they've shut down so many times to do all of these updates to still have ceiling panels falling on people below them. Makes no sense.
And it's like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, it happened before. Same place, no big deal.
Right.
Thank God. I mean, unfortunately, it's going to take someone getting seriously injured or worse for this to actually change.
There's a giant sign, I'm pretty sure, like when you get on 93, if you're coming from Sturo, that just says, like, step forward to helping everybody else, take the T. And it'd be great if the T worked and things weren't going to fall on top of my head.
Well, if something's going to, know it's going to happen, it's the one thing that hits somebody and they end up suing the T for like a ridiculous amount of money. Right. And then they'll start to say, oh.
Yeah. An update in the Karen Reed trial yesterday as Judge Bev is allowing a dog bite expert to testify. So Dr. James Crosby will be allowed to testify. He is expected to challenge claims by Reed's legal team that back in 2022, in the death of John O'Keefe, her boyfriend, it was not a result of a dog attack. The defense had previously argued Crosby is, quote, not qualified to render the opinions he proffers, stating in the motion that it is undisputed that he is not a medical doctor. Now, if you remember the first go around with the Karen Reed trial, the defense had experts claiming that the marks on John O'Keefe's body could have been those of a dog bite.
Can I just make a personal announcement?
Yes.
I am so done, not with talking about it. I understand people's interest. I just find this to be the biggest waste of taxpayer money and our time. I don't know who killed John O'Keefe. I don't know how he died. I hope his family gets justice for what happened to him.
Yeah.
And he seems like a really decent guy that is greatly missed in the people that knew him and the communities he served. But we're entering this again. We're not going to know. We don't know what happened. These back and forth and the people. I don't really mind the trial.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the trial. Both sides of this thing, people are deranged.
Do people not have jobs?
Like
the fact that people are sitting outside every day, no matter rain or shine.
Yeah, people are doing it.
And it's nationally blown up.
But don't you go home and watch it for 8 hours?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
good point.
But
I do not. I would rather be kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, I don't either. But you know what the crazy part about it is, Curtis, is that it's going to be very difficult for John O'Keefe's family to get justice, because what is going to change in this case or this
trial
that the prosecution's going to be able to show that they weren't able to show in the first trial, where we know in the first trial she was found not guilty of the actual...
Well, it was a mistrial in the first one. But
from talking, from hearing all of the... And you watched it more than I... The jurors, they all found her kind of like... They all felt like she didn't...
Do it. For the more extreme charge, they were saying that they found her not guilty.
Right.
But to me, as somebody who served on a jury.
That's right.
I do not understand how they are going to pick a jury for this, because not only are you going to have to find people who have the ability mentally to change maybe their opinion going into it, because I don't think you're going to be able to find anybody who hasn't at least heard of this case,
right.
But you're also going to have to weed out the crazies who are going to try to get on this jury on both sides.
Yeah, I feel like it's not something that could be held in a impartial way in Massachusetts.
Right.
Like, I find this whole thing, and every day it's like randomly once a week, somebody will find a video of our show where I say something about the case, and these people are like, look at what this guy said. And it's like, take a breath. Like, go outside, smell the air, like, play in the grass, feel it in your feet.
That's the kind of where I stand is you were into it, and the jurors, like, had said that as far as the murder charges, they were able to find her not guilty. But for whatever reason, a couple other charges,
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see what the prosecution can do this go round to sway a jury's mind for them to potentially find her guilty.
Yeah, I guess a good point. 603 text, where they picked a jury for OJ, they'll be fine. I mean, I was too young at that point.
They'll find.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, a great jury.
Yeah, they'll find people that will know about the case, but maybe not as super invested in it.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
I agree. And I would also add that the people that feel like they're the most right on this are generally the most wrong. Like, everybody's been so hijacked by the emotions of the trial that the facts, because both sides have had massive nothing burgers.
Right.
The whole trial, I was heard, wait till you see the texts and hear the voicemails. That was not really much. And then I was told from the other side, the feds are investigating. Well, nothing's really come of that yet. Like, each side has had these huge proclamations that have failed to sustain or yield what they told us it would.
Honestly, the craziest parts have been the Hawes long to die and cold and Michael Proctor's text messages that were extremely inappropriate.
Right.
37-year-old Estes Carter Thompson. We've talked about him before, but I'll remind you of the story. A former American Airlines flight attendant has pled guilty for filming a teenage girl in the bathroom of a flight from Charlotte to Boston back in 2023 and recording four other young girls, one as young as 7 years old, using airplane bathrooms. He was caught in 2023 when a 14-year-old girl got up mid-flight from Charlotte to Boston to use the main cabin bathroom nearest to her seat. When she arrived at the bathroom, it was occupied. She was standing and waiting. And that's when he approached her, said that the first class bathroom was open and she could use that one. He then led her to that bathroom. When they got there, he said, let me just I just need to wash my hands. He went into the bathroom, exited. When she went in, this is what she saw. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, there is a phone taped to the back of the toilet seat. She then went and told her father, who approached Estes, and Estes locked himself in the bathroom. Authorities were called for when they deplaned, and he clearly cleaned off his phone, but they were able to get him for doing this. He faces a sentence of at least 15 years and up to 30 years in prison for the charge of possession of child pornography. He faces a sentence up to 20 years in prison.
No, he'll get his when he gets to prison.
Absolutely. Speaking of flying, a woman on a Southwest flight headed to Phoenix from Houston had to be removed on Monday before they even took off. She decided to give passengers a hell of a show if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube. It is blurred, but you can watch what went down. Houston police were called after the female passenger stripped down and strutted up and down the aisle of the plane yelling that she wanted to get off. The woman has not been arrested or charged. But was removed from the plane. Here's one passenger explaining what happened.
She turned around facing us and stripped all of her clothes off. She then proceeded to make her way back towards the front of the plane and started banging on the cockpit doors, asking to be let in, and she was screaming. When it first happened, it was really scary.
So did initially she just go, I want off the plane?
It seems like she had some type of episode.
Okay.
Like, it seemed like she had a mental break, but she is completely in the buff. Right. Like, no undies, no bra, up and down the aisle. Now, what do you do if you are sitting there? Like, you can't look, right?
I guess, you know.
I feel like if I was with James, he'd, like, try and go and play with her. You'd, like, run up and down.
I would just let the person off the plane before they even strip.
You can't do that, though. Like,
but if they're like, oh, I want off this plane, I want off this plane, don't you think that it's going to lead to something?
Yeah, but once the...
Did they pull away from the gate?
They had closed the door.
Heaven.
So they were still at the gate.
What do you do?
I know.
Let her off.
You can't do that, though.
Why?
There's like a million different ways. Because I think that once you close that door, doesn't the cabin pressurize or whatever?
Yeah, but you can taxi back in and reopen the door and like have authorities come in and take her off.
Right. So once she's on the plane fully clothed and she starts talking about, I want off this plane, for whatever reason that she might want it, just let her off the plane. Just, hey, you know what? Let's pull back to the gate. Let's get her off the plane and let's, you know, make sure that we can all get up out of here. You know, we're going to be delayed. But the reason why she did this, because they knew they were going to let her off the plane anyway. So why not just let her off the plane?
I guess it took like over 15 minutes for them of her naked in this cabin.
That seems to be an obscene amount of time. Well, more ways than one.
And I teased it at the beginning, but we haven't talked about the Idaho murders in quite some time. Something that I was obsessed with, am still obsessed with. The trial hasn't started yet for Brian Koberger, who's been charged with murdering Kaylee Gonzalez, Maddie Mogan, Zanna Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin. But documents have been released, text messages between the two other roommates at the house who were not touched, Dylan Mortensen and Bethany Funk, from the night of the murders. both awake and realizing something is wrong. So these happen between 4:22 and 4:24 a.m. on the morning of November 13th, 2022. I'll just read them. So Dylan texted Bethany, "No one is answering. I'm really confused right now." Dylan then texts Kaylee Gonzalez, one of the victims, saying, "Kaylee, what is going on?" Then Bethany texts Dylan, "Yeah, dude, WTF. Zanna was wearing all black." Then Dylan responds, "I'm freaking out right now. No, it's like a ski mask almost." Bethany to Dylan, "STFU. Actually," Dylan to Bethany, "like he has something over his head and little on his mouth. I'm not kidding. I'm so freaked out." Then Bethany says, "So am I." Dylan says, "My phone is going to die." Bethany says, "Come to my room. Run down here." And then nothing else. They did not call 911 for 8 hours.
Oh, my God.
So explain something to me before you go on. Who's Zanna was wearing all black?
Zanna is one of the victims. So I don't know if maybe they thought that the person walking around the first floor was Zanna. If you look at photos of Brian Koberger and Zanna Kernodal, Zanna is a very small, petite girl. Dylan is a very tall, kind of muscular man. So I don't know how you could mistake Brian Koberger in all black for Zanna Kernodal, but these girls were under the influence that night. All so right. You have to take that into account. It seems as though
was nighttime. So
it was
lights,
nighttime.
Lights are off.
Yep. And they thought maybe they were like hallucinating if you read some of this. But between this and the 911 call has also been released. But the 911 call happening 8 hours later, like me just speaking personally, if you're that freaked out at 4:22 a.m. and then you go down to your roommate's room and you just both fall asleep for 8 hours before
you call
911.
Well, now that you're kind of saying, like, you were able to read the text messages, they're probably thinking that whoever Zanna is playing some type of crazy, we're trying to scare you at night game.
But it wasn't even that. Like, what Bethany says is, like, that they just walked by. Like, this guy just walked by in this ski mask, whatever. And
yeah,
if you're looking on Twitch and YouTube, the craziest part, this photo of all of them, the four that were tragically murdered and the two that survived, that photo was taken that day.
Right. But don't they say that they didn't say a guy walked by? They just said Zanna was wearing all black.
But so those are the text messages. In the police report, she says, like, a man with bushy eyebrows had a ski mask on and walked by.
In the police report.
I guess that it's an odd set of events, but it doesn't negate the guilt
of course.
Koberger in any way.
No. But they're trying. The defense is saying, like, okay, these text messages, and then in their, like, they both had wild imaginations and they were drunk and this and that and the other thing. They're trying, his DNA was on the knife sheath that was found under the body.
He was there, according to the pinging of his phone.
Correct.
The morning after, to see what was going on as well as the night before.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then he and his dad, by the way, I believe, totally knew when he flew out there and drove back with his son, going on these weird roads.
Right. And they were pulled over twice
in Indiana.
This is just a story that, when it goes to trial, to hear everything that's come out, these families who have been waiting now for over 2 years to get justice for their four kids that were murdered, the
that's
whole
crazy.
Thing is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But I also, a lot of people want to pin a lot of this on Dylan and Bethany. I can't imagine being a 21-year-old girl who's drunk at night and your four roommates are murdered and the guilt that you must have from being in that house.
And they like you said, they were like, thought maybe could have been their roommates messing with them.
Yeah.
They're like, "Girl, come down here, I'm scared." They go to, you know, like you said, they're there together, and
we all think we would do something,
right?
But we have no idea we'd react in that case.
Yep. And we're gonna end with this one. Psychologist Dr. Therma is warning that using true crime shows as a means to relax is a red flag pointing towards unresolved emotional issues. She explained that finding comfort in this type of media might indicate familiarity with such experiences, signaling a need for counseling. Now, I just want to say, when I'm watching this, I don't feel any type of kinship, like, oh, this happened to me when I was a child or anything like that. I am truly watching because I'm saying, if this were to happen to me, this is what not to do.
Do you stop and correct, like, oh no, you made the wrong decision?
I'm like screaming at the TV the entire time. But you know, again, we never know what would happen if you're put in those types of situations.
Who knows? But yeah, that is one of the odd quirks about Courtney Cox.
Yeah, and there are a lot of them.
Yeah, they're all endearing.
Yeah. Greg also has that quirk. He likes true crime, so very interesting.
What is Greg doing right now? Is he pissed about the lack of pop chips?
No, I think he's probably asleep. Last time I was flying back on JetBlue, ran out of pop chips, which is the best snack they offer.
Oh, Greg's got to be that. Is that the weirdest thing? Seeing someone purchase an actual snack on JetBlue.
Yeah, like one of those snack boxes.
Especially on a three-hour flight.
On his arm.
What did you say, Sean?
Especially on a three-hour flight, you could have just bought something at the airport and taken it with you.
Right. I wish they would give, because going down on first class was so good, you got a meal.
Oh.
Have the ability to purchase one of those meals in flight would be pretty cool.
Well, you can. Just they're different than the ones in first class.
Well, then I can't purchase one of those meals. They were nice, and I got like a mushroom pasta.
Same.
It was hot. It was
It was good. The chocolate mousse, whatever that was. Delish.
I did just get upgraded for my flight today, which is very exciting.
Ooh, wow.
Not to first class, comfort plus, but I'll take it.
Baby steps.
Yeah. All right. That is the news. We got to get to what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics make it 3 straight wins, this time against the Sixers without Jalen, Drew, Al, and Kristaps. 123-105, the final at the TD Garden. Jason Tatum was back in action. He led the guys with 35 points. They've got the Lakers tomorrow. The Bruins fall to the Hurricanes in Carolina, 3-2, the final. Both B's goals coming from Morgan Geeky. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 20 saves in the loss. And the NHL trade deadline is today at 3 p.m. The Bruins making another move. Justin Brezzo didn't dress for the game, and then it was announced that he was headed to the Wild in exchange for former Bruin Jacob Lauko and Murat Husnadinov, a center from Russia. The Red Sox fell to the Blue Jays yesterday 7-4. They have the Marlins at JetBlue today at 1:05. You can listen to that game right here on WEEI 850 AM. And across the Shaw's the Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, Shaw's perfecting the art afresh. It was so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
We didn't do it and they said it. I just saw Portnoy tweet about this, guys. Did you see the video of LeBron and Stephen A?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, I guess he mouthed, "Keep Bronny out of your mouth."
Yeah, I didn't know. There was, like, when I saw the initial video, it was just like LeBron was exchanging words with Stephen A. Smith. But now somebody's saying that they were able to say what he was saying.
The tagline is, which is, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, that's weird.
Stephen A's got some power, by the way. You see the deal he just got?
Yep.
No.
$20 million a year at ESPN.
Damn.
That was nice.
How many years?
Five.
Wow.
Yeah, you got a nice little chunk of change.
They call that Greg money. Feels like 16 outside afternoon, high of 41.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Chime, that is new Chainsmoker remix, if I am correct.
That's correct. It's the Chainsmoker remix of the Gigi Perez song, the Sailor song.
Yeah, that song is going to be the hit of the summer.
Song rips.
But my
favorite Chainsmoker moment was I saw them live. They were at Super Bowl opening night. I can't remember if it was Phoenix or the one in Houston, but we're walking in. And Chainsmokers is performing, and every sports writer in the world is in there, and they're just like it's basically like, you know, Ricky Martin showing up to an old folks home. Like, there is everybody's just like ignoring them. It was so weird.
One of the coolest events that Greg has ever taken me to, I had just started and he brought me to Team Impact there, and it was like their anniversary party. So it was at Gillette and they had Chainsmokers perform, and there was probably like, I don't know, 400 people there, but to see the Chainsmokers in that type of environment, and people were loving that. It's more of a younger demo.
Right.
A little bit at that. Right. But today it is NHL trade deadline at 3 p.m. And when we were coming back there, you heard from Frank Saravalli with DJ and Peter talking about Brad Marchand, what the Bruins would want in return for him, allegedly, and whether or not he is going to be on the move. I stand pretty pat on this. I don't think that the Bruins were ever going to trade him. The injury only added more reason not to. He has an eight team, I believe, no trade clause.
Correct. Chime. Yep.
So, I mean, there would need to be a perfect situation for what the Bruins would want in return, a team that Brad would be okay going to. And I think he wants to stay here in Boston. So Brad Marchand, in my mind, I don't think that sending him packing, you are going to get anything in return that would make sense.
Yeah, I'm on the opposite end. I think if you're something is better than nothing, and I think he and Sweeney have a great relationship over all these years together. And I'm pretty certain that today, that when we heard Sweeney say, I know the injury can be the spoiler, right?
Yep.
So, like, if he's really hurt, then this is a moot point. Mm-hmm. But they spoke, and Sweeney went public and said, we've put a deadline in for an extension.
Mm-hmm.
Then yesterday, the guy from TSN, I don't want to misstate his take, but we used the sound and they said it, said that they are pursuing deals. And I just don't think, I don't know how Sweeney goes upstairs to chairman and says, I'm all in on the rebuild, we're going to get this team back, and then returns with just a Trent Frederick trade.
Yeah.
When the team is clearly out of it. You have an opportunity to restock the draft, and I don't know how you let this pass.
Well, I want to know what their vision is. Like, what's the vision of the front office for this team, let's say, in the next 1 to 3 years?
Well, if you hear retool, what does that tell you?
That they feel like, oh, they're a legit playoff contender, and that they might be a few pieces away to get back to the postseason, right? So if you feel like you're just a few pieces away and you to get back right in it, and then you say, okay, Brad Marchand can help us within the next 1 to 3 years to potentially get back in the postseason and making another run at a cup. If he can do that, then you go, all right, well, we'll extend them. We can keep them around. But if you're looking at, like, all right, we got a long way to go within the next 1 to 3 years to say we are a legit contender, then why wouldn't you trade him to basically start the rebuild?
Well, I think it depends on where you fall on Brad Marchand as a player, and I think that Boston is pretty split on him. Whether you're on Maria's side, who called in after their loss on Tuesday, who said, look at that team that is out there. Mm-hmm. That is the team without Brad Marchand, and so anybody that wants to see him packing, that's what you're going to get. The grass is not always greener. Or there was a texter earlier that said Brad Marchand was riding Patrice Bergeron's leadership coattails, I'm paraphrasing here, and was never a good leader. And now we're seeing that after Patrice is gone. I don't agree with that texter. I fall more on Maria's side. But I think people are split. I know that we did a poll and people were fine with Brad Marchand leaving in that poll. Mm-hmm. But I think the response I've seen on Twitch, the response I've seen on the text line, people are split on Brad Marchand.
Do you think Brad Marchand is still a good player and can help your team?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think Brad Marchand, I agree with you, I think he can help your team, but I don't think your team that you have now is good enough where he makes a major difference. So why not ship him to a place where the team that he will help is a legit contender? So that's where I'm looking.
But he's injured right now, too. So you have to take that into consideration.
Right,
yes, I think that he can contribute and make your team better. But you're also dealing with a 36-year-old who may have had his, third concussion in 2 years?
Right, but we can speculate that he's hurt. But
we know he's hurt. We just don't know what the injury
is. Okay, so we all know that he's hurt. But we all believe that he wants to continue playing.
And do you want to pay him? What's the contract going
to
be?
Well, he's making
he's going to have to take a pay cut, I think.
Yeah, he's making $6.2 million this year, which is his final year.
By the way, that deal was spectacular. Right. I think it was like 8 years, yes. $48 million, and he got, I mean, that was a great signing by the Boston Bruins.
Right, so if you're going to Brad Marchand with a potential deal, and let's say he wants to play for another 2 or 3 years, let's call it 3 years max. Right. We say, hey, Brad, we're willing to give you 3 years, 9, 10, 11, 12, I mean, somewhere we're in the range of $3 to $3.5 million a year.
That's not even a massive pay cut, though, because his last deal that's expiring was 8 years, $49 million.
No, that's a $3 million a year haircut that he'd have to take. It's a pretty good pay cut. He's making 6.2, and if you
but I think at Brad Marchand's age, he knows he's going to have to take a pay cut. Like, I think that I think personally, and I do not know this, I think he would take a pay cut to stay in Boston, finish out his career here.
But why hasn't he extended? They've been negotiating with him.
Well, because maybe they're doing even more than $3 million a year.
But if he hasn't extended at this point, and he's been negotiating in good faith with Don Sweeney, who we all know they have a long-term relationship, then you're risking him leaving for nothing.
Right.
That's why you had this window to sign him. If he really wanted to retire here, he'd be signed.
Yeah.
Right. And you got to look at it, well, $3 million is a pretty good haircut. And
we
maybe
stop talking about haircuts. Really.
And maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's like, well, you know what? I'm willing to come back, but I need $4.5 million. But they're not willing to do that. And I don't know what the number is. The thing that I look at more than the actual salary.
He may have hurt himself not signing a deal. If it was, say, $3 million haircut, now with another injury added to his list, they could probably get, you know, cut more.
But I think the Olympics are next year, right?
Yeah, the Olympics are next year.
So what you're going to get from Marchand, I think, is he's going to be looking for gold with Don Sweeney leading the Canadian national team. He's going to be going for a cup this year. He's won one. It changes the way you're seen if you're able to get multiple titles. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen here in the next 2 years.
Right. So,
I think it benefits everybody. Nobody's going to be mad at Marchand for ending with a good team.
Well, that's why I said if you're the organization and you go, what do we look like with between next year and like within the next 1 to 3 years? And if you feel like your team is going to be struggling to make the postseason because of the talent that you have, then a guy like Brad Marchand, he might help you with a couple wins and losses here and there, but he's not helping you big picture-wise. So if you can move on from him and maybe get some pieces that can help you 3, 4, 5 years down the road to get back to where you're trying to be, that's a better option than just giving this guy a three-year deal where at the end of it, you know, you don't make the playoffs next year, and who knows, maybe a one and done the year after that. I just think that you have to know where your team is going, and I don't think they know that.
Well, let's hear Eric from Texas has a creative approach for this. So, Eric, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, crew. Y'all are doing a great job without Greg, so congratulations to you all.
Thank you.
This is just a thought. It could be silly or crazy. I think it happens in sports more frequently than we might know. Do a gentleman's agreement with Marchand. Hey, let's put a deal out there just between us. 2 years, $7 million. We're going to trade you. We're going to bring back some prospects. We're going to bring back another player. You go where you want to go to for the next 2 months to see if you can't win another cup. And then all of a sudden you're going to hit free agency. And day one of free agency, Brad Marchand re-signs with the Bruins. 2 years, $6.5 million, problem solved. We get something for him. We bring him back. And he's still not going to win another cup with the Bruins, but it gives the Bruins a chance to bring back a guy who has meant something to the organization. He can still play at a pretty high level. He might be a third line guy, but that's just my thought. I think it happens in baseball. I think it happens in the NHL. I don't know about the other sports, but I think it's just something that we should think about. I'm not doing it, but they don't pay me to do that. You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Eric.
Well,
you too.
I would ask the room this. Where would you say Brad Marchand compares to Patrice Bergeron's last year right now? Would you say that they're very similar in what they do on the ice?
Well, it's hard to compare, too, because Patrice was hurt at the end of that. I think a lot of people...
I'm talking about prior to the injury. When Patrice was 37, he came back, he signed for that 1 year. Would you say that they're very similar?
Yeah.
Well, Patrice's last year, they gave him a 1 year, $5 million deal. So, and he was 37. So if Marchand is, how old is Marchand?
36.
36. And he says, all right, I want to play two more years. Do they go, we'll give you 2 years and $10 million, $5 million a year?
Look at how he handled the end of Chara. Chara got more money with Ottawa. Sweeney is a guy that is not paying for you for what you've done just for the privilege to have you conclude your career with the Bruins. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, obviously people mock my puck knowledge, but I would be shocked. Non-injury related, if the Bruins don't complete a trade today with Brad Marchand. They haven't been able to agree to a long-term extension. He's not going to be on a club that's going to be in a cup contention next year. They need as much help as they can get, and if Sweeney wants a long leash for a rebuild, he needs as many assets to find guys to be successful.
Yeah. Well, that trade deadline is 3 p.m. today, so as we stand right now, you think Brad Marchand will be traded by 3 p.m.? Shime?
Gonzo.
Wiggy?
I think he's still going to be here.
I think he's going to still be here as well. And if you are just waking up right now and joining us, good morning. Greg Hill headed down to Fort Myers for spring training with Ken, Mike Thomas, the big hitters, really. It's going to be...
the heavy hitters, and I'm not talking about Greg.
But if you need to head into the city and you need to take the Mass Pike eastbound, just be aware that a tractor trailer rolled over at 5 a.m. this morning, and some lanes remain closed as they are trying to clean that up. So it's a disaster trying to get there, so find an alternate route. We have Pudge's Pals coming up next.
Ellie is coming in from Paws of New England to meet our great audience and hopefully find a home.
All right, so if you are looking to adopt a dog, make sure you're tuned in, watch on Twitch or YouTube.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Greg on his way down to Fort Myers. Courtney and Wiggy, Curtis, Shime, and Jackson. And we are joined now by Paula from Paws New England with Ellie, our Pudge's Pals. Candidate today, if you will. Ellie, 2 years old, and Curtis is just falling in love as we speak.
He is so sweet.
So sweet. Knows tricks.
Yeah.
Knows how to sit. Knows how to go down.
Yeah, he knows how to down. He knows how to, you can drop the leash and stay, wait, and he'll wait. I'm not his foster mom. I picked him up first. She's done a great job. She's had him about a month. He was almost.
Get as close to that microphone as you can.
Yes.
Yeah, right there.
Oh. Sorry.
It's okay.
She's had him about a month. She's done a lot of work with him. He's come a long way. He's very friendly. They say kids over five, just because he can be very rambunctious. He needs a house, very active. Someone likes to walk, hike a lot, needs a lot of exposure. We met him just about an hour ago, and this is how sweet he is already.
Oh, yeah. He is so sweet. And Curtis, you were saying that the day that you guys found him, he was going to be put down.
Yeah, so this is why it's just so essential now more than ever. It's always essential to save they're far better than we will ever be.
100%.
And that the Paws of New England found that he was going to be put down. And the day he was set to be taken from the earth, they brought him here, found a foster family. And Ellie is now just... any family that has kids over five would be very wise in reaching out and getting Ellie. He's two?
He's two. He's it's an estimate. He was found as a stray, but he would be a home run for a family dog. Like I said, an active family. He's young. He's got a lot.
Keep going closer.
He's well behaved, too,
though. Yeah, he's very well behaved. Not knowing anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and again, we're always looking for fosters to make Henry or Harry or Bullet wants a temporary, you know, roommate for a little bit.
There you go. There you go,
Courtney. I was told I had the authority to sign off on Greg and Lindsay getting a foster,
yes.
So maybe we can do that while they're in the air. But it is...
fully grown?
Yes.
Okay. So how big is he? How many?
I think he's about 60 pounds, maybe.
He is adorable.
He is.
And thoughtful. Such has such a good demeanor, too.
Right.
And like I said, at 2 years old, sits, lays down.
Right.
Wiggy, you don't have a dog.
No. Like the song says, my dog days are over. Yeah. I had dogs for pretty much all of my kids' life, and they are a lot of work. But when you have a dog like that that's well-behaved, that's a sign of a good dog and a dog that you can, like, kind of teach right and stuff like that. Like, he's not jumping on anybody or anything like that. So,
and perfect time to get a dog. Winter almost over.
Yep. Right.
You're going to have, you know, nicer weather going around. And how do they get in touch with you should one of our great listeners decide they want to begin the process of adopting Ellie?
His full adoption profile is on pawsnewengland.com. And if, you know, we have tons of dogs. We have puppies. I'm actually getting two foster puppies on Sunday. So, I mean, I can send you a picture of those as well. But anyway, like I said, I'm not his foster mom. I just met him an hour ago, and look how calm he is.
Yeah. Right.
These are all strange people, strange places. He's been in a strange car. Imagine how he is. You give him a few days at your house, how good of a dog he's going to be. He just deserves the best.
And where did he? Where was he found?
Texas.
And how does that process go? So you get word that, how do you get from Ellie being on the precipice of not being here and then finding his way up to Boston area?
We have partner foster homes down south. So what happens is basically a lot of people will see him on the street or they wander into their yard and they're like, they'll call our founders down there and say, we have this dog, will you take him? And we're like, yes. Our director, Joanne, she will spend any amount of money to save a dog. Mm. I had a dog that had potential parvo, which, you know, is usually deadly. And the cost was about $8,000. She's like, I don't care, we're saving this puppy. End up being a false positive, so she was fine.
Oh.
But that's the type of a rescue we are. We're all foster based. They're all in foster homes, so they all get attention and loving, and they get to decompress before you take them home. I mean, I can't say enough about our program. It's wonderful.
And I'm looking at the bio right now, and you said house trained, which eliminates a lot of what people don't want to do after getting
Jackson
a dog.
Isn't,
so. Yeah, curls up nicely in his crate, so crate trained as well, and enjoys a crate at night.
Yeah.
And his ideal adopter would take him with them on any adventure.
Yes, mm. yes.
So that's yes. nice
there
as
you
well,
go.
A companion, if
he,
you
like,
will.
Like, he rode perfect. We were in the car for quite a bit with that traffic this morning. And he was the perfect passenger.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good dog to have.
He's been with these people for an hour.
Yeah.
And look at how chill he is. So the greatest gift you can give, especially a young family, responsibilities, someone as docile as Ellie. So go to pawsofnewengland.com.
Pawsnewengland.com.
Yes. Pawsnewengland. We'll put that on all of our socials.
Yeah, it's already up on Twitch. The link exact straight to Ellie. Very easy to use.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure that goes up on all of our socials.
And if you have a desire to be featured on the segment, we have a new email, pudgiespals@gmail.com.
Oh.
So to centrally locate that.
Ellie loves it.
Oh, are you going to send an email? All right.
And at Paws, we try to match a dog perfectly to the family. We're not going to push a dog on you just because we want to get them out. We want to make sure it's a perfect fit. We always take our dogs back, too, if something doesn't work out. So,
right. Well, Paula, thank you so much for everything that
you
guys do.
Awesome.
Good
Ellie
luck
is adorable. And please keep in touch with us to let us know if Ellie gets picked up.
Oh, I will. I'll send you an email. Or
I'm sure he will.
Photo.
Thank you so much. All the best. And thank you for all you guys do. That's awesome.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.